Shalom and praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, we want to appreciate that God has given us yet another opportunity that we can be able to worship Him. I want us to look at the last installment in the book of John, chapter number 6. All the way from John chapter 6, verses 1, we have been dealing with Jesus tests the learners. Jesus tests our motivations of following Him. We began by looking at a time that Jesus went into the mountain after He saw a multitude of people coming towards Him. That His 12 disciples went to be with Him. And when He saw the crowd coming, He tested the disciples. And He began by Philip, by asking, where can we get bread to buy for, to feed all those people? And Philip looked at that answer, and he answered by self-help. We cannot be, our salary cannot manage to buy them food. Then Andrew, when he was looking for an answer on how to feed these people, he went to the help of from the mountains, from others. He said, there is a lad, there's a boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what is that? And so he also failed to get the real right answer. Then Jesus multiplied bread for them, and He fed 5,000 men beside children and women. Now, on that day, when it was evening, He made the disciples to go through the Sea of Galilee, and then He was left praying for them. As He prayed for them, the disciples struggled, and Jesus tested them. He gave them the second test, which was whether they would be able to trust Him that to take care of them in the time of storms. But the following morning, this is very crucial, the people came looking for Jesus for a breakfast meeting. They were given food for the evening. But now they came early in the morning. They wanted to get breakfast meeting, breakfast feeding. And they asked Jesus, where are you? How did you come here? We've been looking for you. But Jesus told them, I know why you are looking at me, why you are seeking after me. You seek me. You don't seek me. You seek what I gave. Or you look for me, not because you love me, but because of what I gave. So today, I want us to focus on these one few thoughts, that you seek Jesus as an aid by Himself, not as a means to your aid. Please listen to this. Don't look for Jesus. Don't seek Jesus because of what you are looking for, because of the bread you are looking for. Seek for Jesus as an aid Himself. Because if you seek for Jesus as an aid by Himself, there is immeasurable. He can be able to do more than what we have asked. He can be able to give us more than what we have placed in His presence, more than what we think of Him, more than what we dream about Him. Hasn't He said, things that no eye have seen, no ear has heard, nor have they entered into the heart of man. Those things Jesus has kept for those who love Him. So you see, the benefit of seeking Jesus as an aid by Himself is because you do not even know what you want. In fact, at one time the Bible says, we do not know how to pray. We have God, Jesus gives His Spirit so that He can intercede on our behalf, so that He can pray and He can seek God. He can ask God to do what we really need. I do not know what I need today. I think I need bread, but I need more than bread. I think I need healing, but I do not just need healing. I need the healer. I think I need protection, but not protection. I need the protector. I think I need bread, but not the bread. I need health. Sometimes I think I need my healing, but Jesus is able to give me health. And so this morning and throughout this season, my heart has desired to seek him as an aid by himself. It is amazing that the Lord has given me, as Peter, 54 years. And today, on 21st of January, I'm celebrating my 54th year of this life. And these are my resolutions before God. This is the desire of my heart. Lord, help me to seek you as an aid, not a means to my aid. Help me to look for you, not because of what you can give, but because of who you are. This is what I am purposing in my heart. This is what I am resonating in my soul, that I need God more than any other time. And as I do this, I'm reminded of these people when they came looking for Jesus. As you get, from the book of John 6 and verses 59. This is what Jesus said. Aware that his disciples were grumbling. Okay, 60. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware of his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was from before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The ones I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Then Jesus replied, Have I not chosen you, the 12, yet one of you is a devil." He meant Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, whom, though one of the 12, was later to betray him. Dear people, as we summarize today, I want you to know that it is good to seek Jesus for whom he is. When Jesus told the disciples to seek him for who he is, not for what he can give, many of the disciples turned back. Can you imagine when he challenged them to seek him as an aid? They turned back and they left. They abandoned him. They failed the test. Yet Jesus did not stop them. He allowed them to go. But he challenged the 12, "Won't you also go?" And Peter, answering on their behalf, said, "No, Lord, where shall we go? We know that you have the word of truth. You have the word of eternal life. We know we have and come to believe." He's speaking in plural. "That you are the Lord, the Son, you are the Holy One, Son of the living God." But Jesus said, "Peter, stop. Not everybody in your group is like that. Dear people, let's not talk on behalf of the people. We might be thinking that we are talking as plural, as our church. Our church, we believe in this. Our family, we believe in this. Jesus said he knew the one who would betray him. He knew the heart of every one of them. But Peter is answering that we are not going. And so there are many people who left the company of Jesus, but there are those who left in their hearts, but they were still in the company. And that is my challenge. Have I left the company of Jesus Christ? Or I'm still in the company of Jesus Christ, but in my heart, I'm a Judas I have left. There are many people who have already left the fellowship of believers. They don't believe in a particular fellowship. Yet, they are still there bodily. Physically, they are there. But in their spirit, they have already left. May God help us to stick and believe and pass on the test. Father, we pray that may you help us to pass the test, to believe that you are God, to believe that you are the Holy One, and you have the words of eternal life. Help us, our Lord, to stick with you, not to abandon you. And help us, Lord, not to be hypocrites, that we propose to be with you, but we have already left you. And help us not to speak on behalf of many, like Judas being in the group of the team of the 12, yet his heart had already disbelieved. God help us that we don't harbor Satan in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.